now.
Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I wanna say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime.
Nobody, I mean, you know, you've been hearing a lot about all the negative things about these data centers, and we all know. We're well informed about how dangerous they are. What we haven't heard, and what you will probably hear, is somebody trying to sell you on the benefits. I don't know what the benefits are. To us, none. I mean, nobody's even trying to.
Yeah, I'm trying to. But actually, that's... one of the greatest confessions ever that you really shouldn't have your own position is when you have to say out loud, you know, I don't really know what the other side thinks. There's another side. I mean, people are not building data centers just for the sheer joy of doing it. It's because people want to use them, because video games and videos and texting and emailing and archiving information and social media and virtual reality and on and on. I mean, you know, AI, not to mention all the things that people are using it for is why we've had the proliferation in data centers. So, you know, what can they do for you? Well, I don't know. Short-term jobs for construction, some long-term jobs. You could also have property taxes because they're going to pay a hefty amount of property tax. They're going to possibly stabilize a grid and make it more resilient. I know the argument is they've been ruining it, but, you know, some of the experiences, it actually works the other way. Property taxes can offset your property taxes. There's stable power, being close to technology, being able to use low latency applications, investment towards the future of industry that might develop around a data center that you use. It's just funny to me that people who use them every day think they're evil. Now, I understand at least the argument you don't want it next to you, next to your house, but that's very different from not wanting it anywhere in the county.
We all know that data centers bring nothing positive to our communities. We don't have to speculate about the negative effects effects caused by these data centers, because we've already seen them. These corporations profiting massively off of them do not care about you, but I do believe that you all truly care about us.
How is it that they bring nothing good, but corporations are able to profit massively off of them? How is it that they bring nothing good, but corporations are able to profit massively off of them? How is it... that they bring nothing good, but corporations are able to profit massively off of it? Andrew, you asked that question three. I know, because that's an obvious question. They profit off of them because they bring something good that people want to use them for. Otherwise, nobody'd be investing in building them. See, I try to approach any issue that I'm not all that familiar with, and I was not all that familiar with this issue, with an open mind and listen. And you're going to give me 2 hours of your best. And I listened to all 2 hours. And the more they talked, the more wrong they sounded, because they kept saying things like that and engaging in fallacious reasoning, like bandwagoning. We all know this is true. Yeah, rah, rah, rah. Like, and attacking their opponents and saying they're evil and making exaggerations and, you know, interrupting people and behaving badly. And I thought, you know, you just keep, and then, God, I don't know that I even want to play this, but I don't know. This is just, I haven't even played some of the more really embarrassing ones, but this is, and I don't know this woman, Donna Waters, but, you know, she seems like a sweet enough person. But her reason for hating data centers is...
They will tell you that there are fail safes, that as long as they build it correctly, oh, it'll work. To that, I have two words. Spaceship Challenger. Okay? There was a nuclear plant in Ukraine one time that was supposed to be perfect. Couldn't be, it was foolproof. Well, the world keeps inventing better fools.
So Chernobyl and the Challenger is why we should oppose data centers? Come on, people. Even the socialists got in on this, and they kind of brought their group. You know, Charlie Dial and some of those folks showed up. And
I also didn't prepare anything. I don't want to take too much time, but I did want to add on to the anti-data center criticism that most of the room shares. Everybody hates data centers. I am not a Republican or a Democrat. I hate data centers.
I hate data centers. Everybody hates data centers. Thank you for the internet and social media and streaming videos and the ability to do research and communicate with people across the world. But we all hate data centers and AI. You know, it's like, what are you doing? Okay, we'll come back to the comments by the commissioners because we're finally at the place where we can play some of that. And by the way, again, I'm not really sold. Nothing's coming here, by the way. This is all fabricated as an issue. Thoughts about that, too. But I'd be open to the conversation. I'm open to the conversation. I like fast internet. I don't like AI, but I do like fast internet and the ability to access things quickly. And I can see that I'm losing the AI argument, and it's coming whether I like it or not. So, you know. But we'll come back to this and say, I just wanted us to have an honest conversation. And I did not feel like this was an honest conversation. And frankly, I felt that it was really dumb of the commissioners. I get it. They seem to be facing this hegemonic force of opposition, and they don't want to say nay. But I really wish some of them, they kind of got close. Like, I wish they would have said, you know, but did you all use the internet to research your opinions? Did you sharing any of this on social media? Do you have streaming services at home? Do you use GPS? You know, do you use AI to write your talking points at all while you're looking at your phones and reading them? You know, I wish somebody would have been at least consistent, and they didn't, not really. But, you know, in the moment, it's hard to keep up. I know. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still working that one accident on I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 20. No road blockage associated with that one. I just wanted you to be aware it was there. I'm not seeing any delays. Let's see here. 9 Mile coming southbound. Let's see here. No. Highway 29 coming southbound and 9 Mile approaching that, seeing some minor delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, somebody just sent in a great point. He says, when you get a new phone, do you get the one with more memory or the one with less memory? When you get a new phone, do you get the one with more computing power or with less computing power? More. That's all this is. That's literally all this is. Well, Andrew, what about the water? What about the power? What about the noise? What about the birds? What about the... Okay. I think there are answers to all of these questions. But we're going to get to that. Because coming up next, your county commissioners star in the not in my backyard mantra. Which they did a lot of. Some of them did a lot of it. Before we get to that, if you need to do any air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, heating, generator work in your house, complex systems, call Peden. They take care of that stuff all along the Gulf Coast. Since 1969, they've been doing this, and Robert Peden started the company with air conditioning originally, which makes sense in the summer in Panama City. Expanded eventually to all the other things, and geographically to Tallahassee, to Pensacola, to Baldwin County, to Mobile. East to west, two time zones, two states, all across the Gulf Coast with good people, products, and installation. 100% satisfaction on all of their work. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchased from Peden. Scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off repairs all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com. And again, just to make sure you don't get me wrong, I'm not really advocating for them, although I'm open to the conversation. I just thought this was such a ridiculous exercise on Wednesday and that I thought we need to talk about it. And clearly people are interested. I keep getting loads of texts about this and sharing them with you. 437-1620. So the county commissioners finally had a chance to weigh in. Steve Stroberger, District 1.
But we're not. I'm not for data centers, and it's not because I'm a veteran. It's not because of anything. It's because I don't want a data center. I put myself in your shoes. I don't want a transfer station by my house. I don't want a data center by my house. I want the same things everybody else wants, and that's what we want. We want the same things that you want.
Okay, full-blown NIMBYism. I like Steve, but that's exactly what he's saying, is I don't want it by my house, so it shouldn't be anywhere. There's lots of different places a thing can be other than next to a neighborhood, right? I mean, there are more remote areas, the wastewater treatment plant, industrial, commercial. These are things, you know, there are things in places, landfill. And by the way, the landfill is actually pretty close to a lot of houses. Why would people build houses next to an existing landfill? Price. Or land. Or the landfill is not so bad. You know, not as bad as we thought it would be. He says, threats do not work with him. Persuade me, which they did mostly. And I agree with him about that. Mike Kohler.
I don't want to ruin our water table. I appreciate the water. I think I'm the only guy
here that went
26 months with brownouts and load shedding every day in Guam. I ain't interested in ever living like that again. If you've ever been through it, it's not fun. I don't think there's any interest on
the board. State law requires they bring their own power. I mean, that's not an issue. Recycling water within the system is the more common practice now. And we have plenty of water and reuse water we're trying to dispose of in Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
I don't want them in my neighborhood either. You know, I wouldn't want them. There's a lot of things I don't want in my neighborhood, you know, but I agree with you. I don't want a buzzing noise 24/7. And so I think the conversation was healthy. You're probably going to get what you came down here for. Yeah.
Again, not wanting it next to your house is very different from not wanting it to be allowed to be put anywhere in the entire county. And if you've ever been north of I-10, we have a lot of county here.
I've never had a conversation with Chris, anyone, about data centers. Had I had a conversation, I would have simply reminded them of Wedgewood, the Superfund site, the Creole site, and all those environmental injustices that have happened to neighborhoods of color and probably neighborhoods, because we know where it's going to go. It's going to go north and central, or it's going to go in the hood. We know exactly if they were going to put something where they would propose to put it. So we wouldn't, when people say we don't want it in our neighborhood, I don't even want a Habitat house in my neighborhood, but I want to support Habitat. I don't want this. I don't want that. But, you know, I want to give it to the poor people. I mean, we should always only put things in our neighborhood that we would want in our neighborhood. We should my mother never give a gift that you wouldn't give to yourself.
Two, both false. There are a lot of things that we build that you don't want in your neighborhood. I don't want a scrapyard in my neighborhood, but I want scrapyards. I don't want a landfill in my neighborhood, but I want landfills. And a gift that you give to somebody else is for their benefit, not for you. I would never want to wear a Texas Rangers jersey, but it makes a great gift for my producer, John Pickens. He would never want to wear a St. Louis Cardinals jersey, but it makes a great gift for me. I don't know what Lumen's talking about. We've gone off into, like, la-la land now. Steve Stroberger again.
So I love technology. So when I get a call about it, I mean, I manage technology. I built weapons of destruction with technology. I like technology. Not necessarily for all those reasons, but I like technology. I mean, we're all on our phones, you know, accessing the cloud. I blame the misinformation on the AI data centers. So I think that's what's going on, okay?
But AI Steve, generated
when
the story.
People say this is not a partisan issue, I guarantee you that it came from Pennsylvania Avenue and Capitol Circle in Tallahassee. So it is a partisan issue. Oh, data centers have come from the administration. So
Chris,
for the record.
By the way, there is a theory out there, and I'm reluctant to even bring this up because I don't have any idea of whether it's accurate or not. But we are way ahead in the United States. If you think of it as being something you should be ahead in, we are way ahead of every country, including China, in data centers. We've got about 4,000 in the nation. China has like 300. Great Britain has like 500. We're way ahead. There is a theory that this production of having people show up at the county commission and city council meetings to oppose data centers is actually a Chinese plot with misinformation to propagandize some of these people to get them to stop us from developing data centers, which are a competitive advantage against China. I don't know that that's true. It sounds pretty far-fetched, but I'm looking at the people who are the most active in this campaign, and I'm comparing them on this and other issues, and I'm thinking, well, who would the Chinese target with misinformation to make this happen, you know? Anyway, I don't know that it's true, okay? Chris Plate again, CEO for Florida West.
I do want to say, you know.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Your time is up. Thank you so much. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. No, ma'am. Okay, you're going to have to leave if you can't sit down. Thank you.
See, this is the behavior that alienates me as a listener, is if you cannot listen to the other side, right? Here's another one with Steve Stroberger.
So the NDA is to protect a lot of things.
They're very common. Non-disclosure agreements.
It's to protect the negotiations mostly. It's to protect the negotiations. it still comes to us for a vote. You still are going to find out. I mean, hell, I don't know how you found out about data centers coming here, but you're all here. Yeah. But I'm just saying that the negotiations has that we have to progress, and we got to let Chris do his thing to bring whatever business he's bringing here. That's why we have NDAs. Is there any more you want to say about in the NDA? I think that's why we have it. It's not secrecy from the public. It's what it is. It's protection of the negotiations, because there are other companies wondering what other companies are doing.
That's exactly right.
So enough said about that.
So I think what Commissioner Stroberger was attempting to say is nothing would be approved without that NDA being disclosed.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. It all comes to you in a public setting. Absolutely.
Okay. And again, when you show that you don't know a lot, you only know one side, you acknowledge that you don't know the other side, you don't answer obvious questions and objections that somebody might ask in response to your position, you exhibit blatant hypocrisy of using your phones and then coming here and blaming the things that your phones draw on and demand, like social media and AI and, you know, voice to text. I mean, just all the – and you – it was a frustrating one. Plus the NIMBYism, which – to some degree, I understand. You don't want to, you know, make it bad for anybody, but does that mean that you can't put them somewhere? We have lots of vacant land. And again, Chris Plateau is very clear. We're not bringing a hyperscale data center here. It doesn't really fit our infrastructure. It doesn't fit a lot of things. But I don't want to rule it out. If that puts us in a better position to market to advanced tech companies who might want to locate here and benefit by being in proximity to a data center, cool. Oh, by the way, reuse water is sometimes we call it treated effluent. That's when the water goes out of your toilet or your sink and it goes to the wastewater treatment plant and they treat it to reuse standards and they spray it on the ground or put it in these rapid infiltration basins or other things. That water can be used to spray grass. It can also be used to provide the water that IP uses. They're a big consumer of it, or that the plant Chris uses, or former plant Chris, or that a data center might use. Anyway, that's all that was. Somebody asked the question. John Pickens has traffic on the files. John, we've done this all day. You're learning something every time, right?
Oh, I am.
Any other things you want to add? Anything I missed?
No.
Okay.
You did quite well.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, let's see here. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 20. It's causing no delays. I just wanted you to be aware of it so we don't experience those slowdowns. 9 mile westbound approaching I-10, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. 98's looking good. Highway 90's not even slowing down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
A bank has a room full of computers in the bank. That's a data center. Every company has a data center. Your house probably has a data center. We have data centers here. You know, they're small ones. They're not hyperscale. Anyway, if you are a company and you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, and all the stuff. HR tools and resources, payroll, managing that, doing the best by your employees. Call Torgerson Consulting. They're really good at this. I always liked Reed. Reed was always great with us, and I can vouch for him having used their service for 5 years. But I just recently watched him give a presentation in the Milton City Council. It was fantastic. It was incredibly smart, and these are the folks that you want to come look at your stuff and see if there's a way to do it right. They've been doing this for 25 years, no obligations for you. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life with Pastor James C. Johnson.
According to the old Farmer's Almanac, summer begins the day that the sun reaches its northernmost point from the celestial equator, and today is that day. Every time the seasons change, we should all pause and rejoice in the beauty of God's creation. And indeed, summer is God's creation. Psalm 74:17 plainly states that God hath made summer. God's creation is a part of the revelation of himself to mankind. The beauty of summer and the beauty of this earth point even the casual observer to a creator God. When describing Christ, the book of Colossians explains that by him were all things created, and by him all things consist. Be sure to take time today and throughout this summer to praise God for his creative handiwork.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Hey, jail isn't so bad. It's where I learned how to surf.
7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Repairs to the National Mall reflecting pool will begin immediately. The president said on social media that he's had the pool inspected, and he's blaming the peeling paint job on vandalism.
Obviously, it wasn't a poor manufacturer. It's somebody else's fault every time.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Peace talks in Lucerne, Switzerland are moving along with Vice President J.D. Vance saying Iran agrees to allow nuclear inspectors back into their nation to check out and make sure they aren't building weapons. And the VP admits,
honestly, there is still a lot to do as we continue to make progress on the nuclear talks, on the economic talks, as we continue to demine the straits and ensure that that flow of traffic continues to pick back up.
On a different front,
the Iranians also acknowledged major progress in the talks, adding that a deconfliction cell for Lebanon will be the first real test of the understanding. Israel and Hezbollah did not trade fire on Sunday for the first time since March 2nd.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. He was the leader of the Federal Reserve for almost 20 years. Alan Greenspan dead at the age of 100. That from his wife, journalist Andrea Mitchell, who says it was from complications of Parkinson's disease. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got 82 degrees. It is partly cloudy. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, a Navarre bicyclist is seriously injured after being hit by two vehicles on Highway 98 in Santa Rosa County on Sunday. The Florida Highway Patrol says a Jeep SUV turned right onto Prado Street and didn't yield to the bicyclist that was riding in the adjacent bike lane. That sent the rider into the path of a truck that was stopped at the intersection. The bicyclist was ultimately hit by both of those vehicles. The drivers of the Jeep and the pickup truck were not hurt. An investigation is ongoing. Okaloosa County deputies are investigating after human remains were discovered in Crestview on Friday. The remains were found near Stillwell Boulevard by individuals who then called authorities. So far, no details on that have been released. Well, flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Arthur causing some issues in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. The Blackwater River up 3 feet from the storms. The city of Milton closed down its downtown Riverwalk, Russell Harbor Landing, Carpenter's Park, and all boat ramps. Those could reopen as soon as today. Several roads do remain closed in northern Santa Rosa County, including Spring Hill Road, at Wagner Bridge, Red Rock Road, Deaton Bridge Road, Amos Cabanas Road, Bryant Bridge Road, and the Riverwood Road. Emergency officials warning not to go around any barricades. A driver was injured Saturday after accidentally accelerating into the front of a Dollar General store in Cantonment. FHP says the driver tried to back out of a parking space but put the vehicle in drive instead of reverse, jumped the curb, crashed into the front of the building. The driver sustained minor injuries. Nobody else was hurt. Florida Senator Rick Scott is praising the outcome of Colombia's presidential election. Scott congratulated Abelardo de Esperella on his victory, saying that it's a great day for Colombia and for freedom-loving nations across the hemisphere. Scott said he's confident that the relationship between the U.S. and Colombia will be stronger than ever under de la Esperella's leadership. Well, a man's been sentenced to life in prison for a murder that was unsolved for decades. Gary Durrance was convicted of killing Sherry Holtz. This was in Sanford in 1999. That case was cold for years before Sanford police say they reexamined the DNA evidence. That was about 3 years ago, led to Durrance's arrest. Sherry's son Eric says he's forgiven Durrance, and he's hoping that he finds faith while he's in prison. Well, Florida Power and Light and the Council on Aging of West Florida teaming up today to distribute hurricane preparedness meal kits to hundreds of Pensacola area seniors. The kits include 3 days of shelf-stable food, water, snacks, and a hurricane preparedness guide. The distribution event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Council on Aging on Royce Street. It's part of a statewide initiative FPL's run since 2016 to help vulnerable seniors prepare before storms hit. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 20. Looks like we're seeing some delays. If you get off at I-10 at exit 22, the accident happened right before that. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. Highway 90 looks good. If you're on 9 Mile Road going westbound toward I-10, you'll see a small delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And right now we've got 81 degrees with cloudy skies. Let's get a look at our forecast.
We are going to be looking at a nice warm day today. Temperatures around 90 degrees for your high. 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Going into Tuesday, 30% chance of a stray shower. High near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Going into Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 88 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 82, partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
With your money now. Alan Greenspan, the longtime Federal Reserve Chairman who became one of the most influential economic policymakers, has died. He was 100 years old. Castle Lake has disclosed its nearly $6.3 billion takeover bid for EasyJet, backed by former Malaysia Airlines CEO Peter Bellew. After the budget carrier rejected three proposals from the U.S. investment firm, Minneapolis-based Castle Lake manages about $38 billion in assets and has invested more than $24 billion in aviation since 2005. Woody, Buzz Lightyear, and Jesse still got it.
So what's going on?
Slink, talk to me.
Hard to hear. A lot of commotion.
I bet they're arguing over getting rid of us.
Oh, are we getting donated?
Donuts.
No, sweetie.
Donated.
Wow, I love her, but this is going to be hard.
Shh. Toy Story 5 ruled the box office this weekend with $160 million in domestic ticket sales. The film raked in $312 million globally. Futures are still mixed this morning. That's your money now.
Onyx, I keep having stomach issues. Please make me a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Are you suffering from diarrhea, bloating, gas, or oily stools? If so, you may want to ask your doctor if it could actually be a problem with your pancreas called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI.
My pancreas? How is EPI treated?
A prescription medicine like Creon, pancrelipase, is used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes. Creon is the number one prescribed treatment for EPI.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. You can learn more at 1-800-633-9110.
Before your appointment, visit creoninfo.com. That's creoninfo.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling. including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi. But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Got a little taste of Bob Johnson's music there for a second, but that is perfectly okay. I know John was thinking ahead. Welcome back, Jimmy. Good to have you, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So you had a town hall with our Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, where I think you were talking a lot about AI and minors and maybe some of the FSU stuff and your Section 230 bill.
Yeah. Okay. We had a great turnout. I think at one point we had about as many as 6,000 people on the line. The questions were great. We appreciate all the engagement from those that that participated. And I just ask folks, you know, look, my DMs are open on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way to reach me directly on my phone. If there's other folks you would like me to reach out to participate in future town halls, just let me know. I've just literally never thought about doing special guests until this past one, and I'd reached out to our Attorney General.
So that's good. Any takeaways? Any big results? Anything you want to announce? I didn't listen, which is my fault.
I think it was probably more of awareness.
Okay.
The Attorney General got to speak directly to what he is doing regarding the prosecution and what is taking place regarding where ChatGPT and these other AI guided, you know, software applications are just kind of doing the whole replacement of parenting, of friends, of mentoring, of emotional help. It was more also, I just like listening, you know,
yeah.
The questions that we get from the folks that call in are more important than anything else. So we just were prepared with our content and to answer the questions that folks got in.
Absolutely. We've been talking all day today, and I don't want to forget to give you a chance to talk about this. Our Escambia County Commission meeting, there was a news story about data centers coming here. It was never true. It's not happening, especially not the hyperscale ones. But we got a lot of folks very worked up. They showed up at the county commission meeting. They basically had a mob rally. I'm kind of neutral on the subject. I'm open to, you know, the concerns, and I'm certainly open to the possibility that they're valuable for us. The state has done a lot to actually regulate and restrict and make sure that they, you know, don't destroy the water system, that they bring their own power and a bunch of other things. At the federal, I'm sure, you know, I know the president's been talking about this as well. Do you have thoughts about the value of data centers, hyperscale data centers?
Yeah, look, the federal government, the president spoke about this in his State of the Union, and I think his specific was the same way I feel. Look, what gets me more concerned about data centers is I don't want anybody's personal utility rates to go up because some investor group comes in, decides they want to make a massive investment, good for them, you know, but then they go and they flip it and they leave and they're no longer part of the community. And then everybody's stuck with a higher bill to pay because the thing is gobbing up so much electricity. I used to regulate utilities. Okay. So this is something I did for 3 years of my life. Our region already has basically like a capacity of what, you know, the Chris plant can do in Pensacola. That thing literally supplies everything in Northwest Florida up until you get to Lansing Smith over in Panama City. So, you know, it's got its capabilities. You know, we are, you know, embracing efficiencies with like LED light bulbs and all these different things that help drive the ability of that plant's capacity to last longer. But with growth of people, you put more stress on the system. At some point, you know, FPNL is going to say, well, we might need another power generation. You know, they may add another combined cycle generator there. I just want to make sure that need is only because the people need it, not because some activist investors that are coming in and flying out, and then we're stuck because they created a massive new expense for us to have to absorb.
Yeah, totally, you know, agree. Saying? Yeah, totally agree. If we wind up paying the burden, that's one thing. On the other hand, in some scenarios, I can see us getting a benefit. And if that's the case, well, you know, it's the details that are going to matter. And if this is the future, and it sure does seem to be, then, you know, maybe we don't want to say that Florida is closed to the future, but we want to make sure we do it wisely, right? We want to make sure we do it in a way that's prudent.
That's right. And look, FPNL is not out there recruiting these things either. Okay. I mean,
right.
They're an electricity provider. Somebody comes into the market, what'll happen is eventually FPNL will have to do what's called a rate hearing. And that's where they go in front of the Public Service Commission. And they will argue to the state of Florida, this is how much electricity I need based on these needs. And then the state of Florida fights against them and says, well, these are the things that we have concerns about that should not be in your rate. While we don't think you should get as much. I mean, this becomes like a court case. These data centers will be a massive factor in the next rate hearing for all our utilities in the state. And this is why, you know, I think FPNL is like, in most of these, you know, IOUs, they're concerned about moving forward because they don't want to wake up one morning and have millions of angry Floridians at them. They don't want to get in that space.
We're talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Jimmy, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on Highway 29 going southbound toward airport, you're going to see maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Patronis. Jimmy, the Iran deal, we've actually seen it now. I've read a lot of it. I'm not convinced that we are a lot better off. I'm not convinced that it's a total failure. I think a lot of it's going to be in the next 60 days and kind of what gets negotiated out at this point. But what's your take?
Look, I think you've got Iran is a very fractured country right now. I think it's taken some time to figure out who in the heck can actually rationally negotiate on their behalf. This is where we've had some. But, you know, the same thing as they have had irrational conversations between these factions over there, same people, you know, it's irrational who's getting to pull triggers. So I think as you've got those over there that are really hesitant to escalate the situation, we went in there and Israel went in there and took out a lot of decision makers. So this is, I'm sorry, it's going to be hard to bring in a good resolution that's concrete and airtight when so many of the decision makers are dead, at least the first several layers of them. Yeah. And now you're expecting this country, hey, let's move on. Let's stop fighting. And you got those that want payback, and you got those that don't want the wrath of the United States. And you got those that want to keep their bridges and, you know, power in place. And you got those over there that want to, you know, extract revenge. So, it is what it is. It's not going to be smooth. It's not going to, it's going to be bumpy.
And it's, you know, look, there's a history, right? Before in January, they killed 30,000 of their own dissidents. If the hardliners in any sense are allowed to remain in power, you know, you got to feel that the moderates or any reformers would be afraid of that same second purge coming thereafter if they get safety in it. So, you know, I wonder sometimes if maybe the thought here wasn't, hey, let's take out their missile and drone capability. Let's set back the nuclear program as far as we can. Let's get some kind of negotiated, if we can get anything, with the terrorist proxies. And maybe, fingers crossed, we can destabilize the government enough that the right people take over. Well, that hasn't happened. And, you know, we got some of what we wanted and maybe not all of what we wanted. I think a lot of the detail is going to depend.
Here's some 47 years you basically had the same leadership and the same regime, the same mind thing running that country. In the United States, we have term limits, and President Trump is the most out-of-the-box, unorthodox president we've had in the last 50 years. So, I mean, here they have been, and then here you got this guy that comes out of nowhere and just punches them right in the face.
Yeah.
You know, so now, I mean, you know, how do you react when somebody punches you in the face? I mean, I think they're still trying to deal with the shock of what just happened to them. So, you know, I applaud President Trump for, you know, getting rid of this threat in the Middle East. But unfortunately, now that threat's trying to still figure out, do we push back or do we, you know, comply? And it's not going to go smooth. Unfortunately, I would much rather be the United States than Iran. So these guys, that to me, it's only a matter of time before they come to their senses. Unfortunately, the president wants to move on, and I want to move on, too. We got bigger fish to fry. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we have frequent elections. They go 47 years. We go 2 years. and there's a cost to having to do things that way. And I'm with you. I think the arrogance or the complacency that they had was, after so many years, surely the U.S. isn't going to actually do, oh, crap, those are bombs. You know, like, I think that's kind of how they reacted to it. Hey, on the guns topic, partially because you talked with A.G. Uthmeyer, but also just because this stuff's been happening, we have the state has declined. It's basically allowed or claimed that the three-day waiting period is unconstitutional. That's in the NRA lawsuit. I think that might have these backwards. Anyway, the 18 to 20-year-olds is now law, because we're not defending that they can concealed carry. They still cannot purchase. That's a federal law. And then we got the ruling from the Supreme Court about, you know, even marijuana users, you can't necessarily presume that they're dangerous. Therefore, a law prohibiting their use federally or their, you know, their possession federally is not lawful. What do you think about some of these developments in Florida or across the country?
Look, I've always had the attitude that the Second Amendment doesn't have asterisks to it and caveats. It's the right to bear arms. So I'm a purist when it comes to that. I feel like anything that's an impediment to being, have your right to bear arms, to be able to use your own constitutionally given rights, those are null and void. I feel like if any of them are challenged in court, they should get thrown out. You've got the federal laws on the books, which we are working on. There's a number of them in play, but that's no different than my Firearms Freedom Act. You know, I'm not pro machine gun, not anti machine gun. I'm pro Second Amendment. I just want to have access and make sure there's no impediments to getting your right to bear arms.
Because of the war in Iran, we have used up a lot of our, you know, arsenal stockpile of weapons. In some ways it can be useful for turnover of inventory, I know, but we have, you know, the claim is that we have low inventory and we need to get back to production. The administration is been talking about using the Defense Production Act, which I think was in the NDAA. I might be wrong about that. You correct me if I'm wrong. But part of turning some of these companies into arms producers is that we would then own, I think, a share of those companies. Can you maybe explain why that's the case? Because I think I see why, but can you maybe walk us through that a little bit?
So I think there's a number of arguments why that should be the case. Again, I'm not an expert on it. But you think about it, if I'm going to go to General Motors and say, hey, I want you to change your assembly lines so now we can build Sherman tanks on it. Well, now General Motors is pivoting from what they know how to do and what their consumer, you know, buys 300,000 of every year, these Silverado pickup trucks, and do it. So obviously you need to show that, hey, I am going to buy some. I do have skin in the game. We're going to partner up till we make this transition, and then that'll be part of whatever cash out or termination of whatever the agreement is, to make sure General Motors gets back to doing business as normal. So, I mean, this is where we're leaning on those that knew how to build to provide the supplies that we need. And then as we are transitioning back to a point of strength, then, hey, go back and build your pickup trucks. I mean, that's as simple as a way as I can put it.
And the last thing I have for you, Jimmy, we're talking to Jimmy Petronas, is Have you been watching the soccer? Have you been watching the World Cup? In my mind, my prediction is that you're such a football guy, the regular American football, that you're not so invested in the World Cup. But people surprise me, so I'm curious.
I, it's kind of one of those things. There's nothing else on sometimes, and I love sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no NBA to watch. I mean, there's so many sports that aren't watched. It's on there. I think it's convenient that they plan this and they're using all of our football stadiums all over the nation that now are being unutilized. So I've seen some unbelievable shots. But I think also it's easy to feed off of the excitement of the crowds and the fans and the and those players out there. There's some incredible talent out there, and again, it kind of comes back to the national respect that they have from the countries of origin they came from. I mean, Mbappe comes from an island in the middle of the Atlantic. How did a guy like this, become as strong as he is now playing for France, coming from Madeira?
So what's the longest amount of time you have continuously sat and watched an in real time soccer match during the World Cup?
Oh, about 6 minutes. Come on. Too much stuff going on.
That's the real answer.
I got a life, man. Come on. Gotta work.
Jimmy Petronas is our.
You don't know how many emails and texts and phone calls I return every day. So I mean, I like being accessible, but that also means the interest of international sports goes on the back burner.
I've got 1/15th of a game in me to give you. I love it. Jimmy Petronas is our congressman from Northwest Florida District 1. Jimmy, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, just make sure mom and dad, when you go to see Toy Story 5 with your kids, go with them to it. Do not just drop them off at the theater.
Because the issues, you're going to want to talk about them.
Because the issues that you're going to learn about in the new Toy Story movie, you'll appreciate, especially if you've got kids from about 8 to 13, perfect sweet spot.
Oh, that's a great promo, too. It's a good note, given the subject matter of the movie. All right, Jimmy, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident free, even delay free. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Not to give you ideas or nothing, but small cakes, cupcake and creamery. I will tell you that we had a few the other day, John. Were they okay?
Oh, they were amazing.
They were so good. So if you're doing the ice cream, it's a slow churn, creamy, flavorful ice cream, birthday cake flavor, cookies and cream, salted caramel, vanilla bean. Yeah, just struggling here a little bit. Blue Monster Cooler, Chocoholic. Then for cupcakes, which we tried a bunch of them, Lemon Drop, Wedding Cake, Red Velvet, so good. Pink Vanilla, Hot Fudge Sundae, Birthday Cake, regular old flavors too. They cater weddings. You can find them out at smallcakescupcakery.com. Freshly baked gourmet. Their slogan is, maybe a cupcake. I can't say this word. Maybe a cupcake will help, which is a great note. Next to Starbucks and Chick-fil-A, I'm by you in 9th.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
This is Brazil.
Looking out a dirty old window. Outside, the cars in the city go rushing by.
I still love that answer. How much of any World Cup game in real time have you watched continuously? 6 minutes. David,
so true. Yeah, for some of us.
I know. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Good morning. A vigil being held today for the tourist that was killed in that horse-drawn carriage crash in New York last week. And apparently they're having all of their horse and carriage drivers doing fresh training on, I guess, how to not get in accidents there. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer resigning after winning a landslide election in 2024. President Trump predicting it on Truth Social on Sunday.
Very good, David. Thanks for the update. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Chief Deputy Randy Tipp, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Stick around.
You're listening to...